जया राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोरानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोरानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गौरानीताय 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 जय गौरानीताय जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जय कृष्णा बलराम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय श्रील प्रभुपाद नीताय गौर हरिबो 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 नीताय गौर हरिबो श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवताम की जय ताय गौर प्रेमनंदी First of all, I'd like to thank all the devotees. I've been here for almost 3 months, and I'm leaving next week back to Vrindavan. Although new Ramanreti is Krishna Balaram, Radhasham, Sundar, and Shishi Gornitai. I'd like to thank Mother Mukhya for her organization and efforts and all the devotees who assist her in organizing, especially I thought in Vrindavan, oh, nothing could be more beautiful than this. But I see that in New Ramanreti, they're very, very beautiful. Every day is very inspiring. So thank you for everyone who participates, because managing Prabhupada Society is not easy, so appreciate Mother Mukhya's efforts. Hare Krishna. Let's give one round of a Hare Krishna mantra for all who participate in taking care of the deities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, The Process of Creation, Text 5. I think yes, 6 was read a couple days ago, but they asked to do 5. Okay. It's all nectar wherever you bite into Srimad Bhagavatam. Which verse you have there? Oh, I don't see Raja Uvacha. It's up there, okay. Raja Uvacha. Samichanam vacho brahman sarvagyasya tavangara sarvagyasya tavanaga tamo vishiryate mayam. Hare katayata katam. Raju vacha. Samichanam vacho brahman. Sarvagyasya tavanaga. Tamo vishiryate mayam. Hare kataya takatam. Raju vacha. Samichanam vacho brahman. Sarvagyasya tavanaga. Tamo vishiryate mayam. Hare kataya takatam.
Raja vacha. Samichinam vacho brahman.
Samichinam vacho brahman.
Sarvagyasya tavanaga.
Sarvagyasya tavanaga.
Tamo vishiryate brahmayam.
Tamo vishiryate brahmayam.
Hare kataya tam. Hare kataya takatam.
Shri Yate Maya. Raja Uvacha. The king said, Samichanam. Perfectly right. Vacha. Speeches. Brahman. O learned Brahmana. Sarvagyasya. One who knows all. Tava. Your. Anaga. Without any contamination. Tamaha. The darkness of ignorance. Vishiryate. Gradually disappearing. Mayam. Unto me. Hare. Of the Lord. Katayata. As you are speaking. Katam. Topics. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace of Vaicharanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahmana, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of the Lord. Responsively, Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahmana, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance. For you are narrating the topics of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The practical experience of Maharaj Parikshit is disclosed herein, revealing that transcendental topics of the Lord act like injections when received by the sincere devotee from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges. In other words, reception of the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional men heard by a Karma Kandiya audience never acts miraculously, as stated here. Devotional hearing of the messages of the Lord is not like hearing ordinary topics. Therefore, the action will be felt by the sincere hearer by experience of the gradual disappearance of ignorance. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana shvetashvata rupanishad. When a hungry man is given food to eat, he feels satiation of hunger and the pleasure of dining simultaneously. Thus, he does not have to ask whether he actually has been fed or not. The crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act. Om Jnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. That prayer in itself means that we were born in ignorance, but the spiritual master is opening our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto such a spiritual master. So all of you are fortunate who are here, because as we heard yesterday, Tamohar Prabhu was explaining the purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to systematically propagate the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and bring all the devotees together, this Satang Prasangam Mam Virya Sangvidho, that by hearing the topics glorifying the Lord in the assembly of other devotees, especially in a holy place, a tirtha, a pilgrimage place such as New Ramanreti with the deities present, that things are magnified. You know, sometimes you use a magnifying glass and the intensity of the reflection, it burns. So that burning of ignorance away from the heart takes place, even though it may be the same subject matter you can read at home, it seems to have a special potency by being together, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Parikshit, out of his realization, he's glorifying Shukadeva Goswami, that you know everything, and that you are, because you are without material contamination. So the pure devotee characteristics are immediately brought out, not that we hear from someone who's simply lecturing because he knows some good stories in a very poetic way and they have some other musicians accompanying, and it's very gratifying to the audience who may be karmakandya. They think that by attending 7-day Bhagavad Katha, I will achieve wealth, I will achieve piety in my religious duties, but not really understanding the ultimate essence. And so the speaker has to be a surrendered representative of Srila Vyasadeva, Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna ultimately, because Krishna is the ultimate guru. Sarvasya chahang hridisana vishto matat smritri jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna is in everyone's heart. Krishna is in our heart, witnessing all our activities, understands all our desires, and giving us guidance. Guidance to what? For those who are fortunate, bhagyavan, those who have the blessings of Krishna, yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katata hyarta prakashante mahatmana. One who offers surrender and obeisances to Guru and Krishna, then everything is revealed to them. And brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyavan jeev guru Krishna prasadipai bhakti lata beej. That we're wandering throughout the whole universe, maybe multiple universes, because we're going to hear, like maybe tomorrow, chapter 6, about the process of creation is being asked, how is everything created? So we're all individual living entities with desires. Krishna has wonderful qualities, transcendental loving desires. So with our independence, just like little children, they want to play, and they sometimes don't care for the good instruction of the parents, sometimes. But the parents allow. So Krishna, he fully facilitates. He orders Mother Nature, Mother Durga, that you create this material existence, all the different ingredients, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and let the living entities come to the higher planets, middle planets, lower planets, different forms of life, and have the various unlimited experiences of trying to squeeze out happiness and pleasure in this world. We may say that, well, if the parents know that it's wrong, why do they facilitate? But Krishna is not going to interfere with our independence. There's no real love, no loving exchange if you force someone. Oh, you must love me. No, it doesn't work. But Krishna, he also allows Maya to covering the demigods, covering the living entities, the animal thing, I am a pig, I will eat stool, I will, you know, act in any which way, roll in the mud and be happy. And human beings, any intelligent human being will inquire about, well, what is the purpose and goal of life? And so there's so many universities, so many educational groups, so many yoga clubs, so many masters, gurus and teachers. But we're hearing that tadviri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanas tatvadarsana. Try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively render service to him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. So every day when we're singing the Mangalartik prayers, we're saying that the spiritual master is putting out this blazing fire of material existence. And what are the four miseries? Birth, old age, disease, and death. Yeah? So everyone is struggling, the animals, the living beings, animate and inanimate. You know, all the everything is born, it grows for some time, produces byproducts, dwindles, and dies. But one who is really genuinely intelligent, guided by Krishna in the heart and the super soul, that you must, as a human being, use your intelligence. Only humans can decide that, yes, I must follow religious principles. Like in the stoplight and the red light, the cars must stop, human beings must stop. But if a dog crosses the street, they're not going to give him a ticket, you know. The animals are not subjected to the rules and regulations in that same way. But as human beings, those who are going to the universities to learn psychology and philosophy, anthropology is there, and of course there are many other medical doctors, engineers, and businessmen. Everything that's being taught in the higher educational institutions, in the schools, basically meant to help one to continue with religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Because people that follow religious principles, God, please give me wealth, give me health, protect my family. Arjuna is also expressing the same sentiments at the Battle of Kurukshetra, that I don't want to fight this. These are my cousins, my uncles, my fathers, my teachers, my brothers. And even if I kill everybody, what good is it? I won't have a kingdom to enjoy. So everyone is competing in this very enthusiastically how to get more money. Because by having more money, we could have more sense gratification. I could drive a Mercedes. I can have nice clothes, jewelry. People will you know, appreciate my intelligence and accomplishments in life. I can have a nice family. I can be happy. But old age, disease, and death will not allow that. If we are eternal, ever existing, we've existed in the past, we're existing now, we'll continue to exist in the future. So why waste the time and spend the time simply to hear about politics or hear about the temporary situation in the political arena, and or it's nice to do philanthropic work, or you know, want to help the environment, you want to help people understand you know, how to become free of suffering, or feeding people, giving medical attention to free medical attention is often available by wealthy doctors. They give free camps. These are all good. But the real hospital, Transcendental Hospital, Srila Prabhupada created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that we can inquire from a pure devotee. And what are the characteristics of the pure devotee? That's described in Bhagavad Gita. But Srila Prabhupada was so eager to glorify Krishna. He was so compassionate and feeling for the sufferings of other living beings that every moment he spent with enthusiasm to awaken that desire that, yes, I need to use my energy, my enthusiasm, my intelligence to understand, make a solution to all the problems of life. Parikshit Maharaj is glorifying Shukadev Goswami because he said, everything you say is absolute truth, perfectly right. And this Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka prayers from the very beginning mantra say that by chanting the Lord's holy names, you're associating with Krishna, you're gradually cleaning the dirty heart. Why is the heart dirty? Because we have so many desires, so many wants of enjoyment in this world that is our true transcendental nature has been covered over by dust and dirt. And everyone who's striving for different goals in life, someone may think, well, if I worship demigods, I can get wealth, There's a full description, I think, in the previous chapter, that if you want to have wealth, you worship this one. And if you want to be powerful and influential, if you want to have a strong family life, you want a beautiful wife. So many aspirations and goals are in the Vedic literature, just like Srila Vyasadeva, although the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wrote all the Vedas. Veda means knowledge. And the Vedic knowledge and all the ceremonies of the Vedas and all the rituals are meant to elevate the human being to a higher understanding, to inquiring, who am I? What is the purpose of life? How to get free from the cycle of birth and death? So in the different modes of nature, different people have different inclinations. So some become jnanis, yogis. They want to, you know, study very meticulously the Vedic literature, just like Prakashananda Saraswati and all the sannyasis of Banaras. They were criticizing when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said, why are you a sentimentalist, simply chanting and dancing? And you're not participating in the study of the Sharirka Bhashya. You come from our family line of the sannyasis. Why are you avoiding us? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that my Guru Maharaj told me that I am simply a fool. Everyone in this material world is in ignorance, in darkness. And especially in this age of Kali Yuga, Harinama, 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 Eva Kalevalam, Kaluva Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Aranyata. It means that in Kali Yuga, there's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way than chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Go to Chandra Bole. Lord Chaitanya is calling us that you slept so long in darkness. You waste your day decorating your dead bodies, sleeping, and all day working for sense gratification. Take up this chanting, this dancing, and apply this bhakti yoga to your life and be cleansed. So Srila Prabhupada very intelligently, practically showed us the way by creating the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by giving us Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. But the very first idea of advancing in spiritual life is one's enthusiasm and determination to hear. Without hearing, then all we're listening to is the mind. We find reasons why, we can cut corners, or, you know, I've heard everything. We heard yesterday, Tama Harprabhu saying that many devotees who've been around for quite some time, yes, I've read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna books, so many books, we've read so many. But by reading again with a desire to hear from the Guru in a submissive mood, then the realizations from even from yesterday, today you read the same thing, more newer and newer, fresher realizations manifest. And we may feel that we're inadequately a proper candidate for achieving pure devotional service due to our shortcomings and our many faults. So Krishna, he appeared in Braj Dham, Vrindavan Dham, only 5,000 years ago. It may seem like a long time, but it's not. In his physical, personal form. And he showed a relationship with the cowherd boys, the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda. We just finished in Vrindavan the pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the cowherd boys and calves, and Krishna manifested it as all the boys and all the calves, and so he drank the milk from all the elderly gopis and showed loving exchanges, and Krishna's always smiling, always happy. That smiling face of Krishna is very attractive. The gopis come out to see where Krishna, which path he's going to take the cows into the forest, and they're completely in a rapture or in their focused mind, only can think of Krishna and serving Krishna, loving Krishna. disregarding social responsibilities, you know, dharma, artha, why these women are so infatuated by this young boy, Yashodanandana, Nandanandana, Krishna. He's such a beautiful, enchanting personality. And when he plays his flute, everybody is attracted. The calves that are taking milk from their cows, the milk is still in their mouth. Everyone is stunned. I think there's one story with the Pied Piper, isn't it? He plays his flute and all the living entities are following him. So Krishna, he has a magical flute. And the sound vibration, the beautiful sound, if you've heard beautiful, beautiful sound, you're attracted. When you smell something, beautiful flower, this is Krishna, that is Krishna's aroma. When you're tasting the water, this is Krishna. So Krishna showed that even simple cowherd women, gopis, even the aborigines, those who don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that you don't have to be a greatly learned scholar or born in a Brahmin family and study all the Vedas 24 hours a day until you've really achieved the master of the understanding of the Vedic knowledge. Not that we don't study, but that genuine natural love of the gopis is uncomparable. Krishna feels indebted as one is reciprocating yayata mang prapajate tang sataiva bhajamyaham. We're all having goals and aspirations. We come, we greet the deities, we sing the Guru Puja, the Srila Prabhupada, pray to him to cleanse our heart and give us guidance. And that determination to do that is important. Because without following the order of the spiritual master, without satisfying the spiritual master, how do we hope to satisfy Krishna? And the spiritual master is very satisfied. Shukadev Goswami praises Parikshit Maharaj for all his questions and his enthusiasm to hear about Krishna. I was reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami, and all the different aspirations, different goals are explained. But at the very end, Janamajaya, and he was asking so many questions of Jaimini Muni, and the guru was so happy that the disciple was fully accepting the words of the spiritual master and applying them to his life. Because I hear it says that that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act. So the critical test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act. So we're not here just for the rituals or the routine, oh, it's ritualistic temple, why we need to go to temple. Krishna's present everywhere, but he's especially present in the form of his deities. And he allows the devotees to serve him through this. It says that they read the devotees that assisted their spiritual master in dressing the deities. And also the devotees, when they go on Sankirtan, glorification of Krishna, like we heard, a few very brave, nice devotees went to the hospital yesterday, that senior age facility, assisted living facility. Several devotees are there. And everyone became charged, enthusiastic, totally enlivened by the kirtan. And how did they get that inspiration or that determination that, yes, today I'm going? This is Krishna. Krishna sees your intention and he fortifies that. He fans that little spark. If you really want Krishna, then you fully surrender in a submissive way, not challenging, because this is our basic attitude in the material world, that, oh, I already know, I've heard, you know, what can he tell me? What can, you know, who is he? What is your qualification? So even though so much literature throughout the various Brahma Samhita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Puranas, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Sarvasya Chahang, I mean, you know, that Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. the creator of the material universe. And there are so many verses describing the Lord philosophically, scientifically, historically. And so many great acharyas, predecessors, who are praised by so many in the world. Still, someone who's stubborn cannot hear that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that He's created everything, that we belong to Krishna back in the spiritual world. Somehow we've come to this world. Let's not overtax our brains and try to figure out, do we come from the Brahma Jyoti, or how? No one falls from Vaikuntha, why we fell or how we fell. When you're really sick, you go to the doctor, you want the doctor to give you the cure to your disease, not the, how did I get this disease? That we can discuss, but now let's give you the cure because you're dying. You know, the point is that for billions and trillions of lifetimes, we've wandered this way and that way. But as far as eternity is concerned, we have a relationship. Krishna says that I've existed, you've existed, all the kings in the past were existing now, we continue to exist in the future. So, however fortunate we become by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, often devotees say, Prabhupada, it's only by your mercy that I can have any understanding of Krishna consciousness. Yes, this is true that the spiritual master gives his blessings. And the opportunity to serve is a great privilege. There are many who have different aspirations and desires. Krishna's speaking to Uddhava, and he's going to send Uddhava to pacify Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and the cowherd boys and girls with a message from Krishna. But the intensity of love that the gopis feel, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the intimate associates of Krishna, they feel great anxiety of separation from Krishna. And it's almost seen like a great suffering and pain. But it's also described as the highest pleasure, the highest realization, that always thinking of Krishna, meditating on Krishna. And Krishna also feels, and it's not that he's just simply a robotic personality. Krishna, he has loving exchanges with his devotees. But not everyone can be on an intimate level as the Vrijabhasis. You know, in the Vaikuntha Loka, awe and veneration, beautiful prayers, and they feel satisfied with that. Being a servant of the Lord, they feel fully happy. Lakshmi Devi is serving Krishna in that capacity. So many great exalted personalities, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, Brahma, yeah, he had so many mistakes in the sense of taking the cowherd boys and the calves, and what to speak of Indra pouring heavy, heavy rain on Vrindavan for being neglected in his pujas. And Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, protected the devotees. And even Krishna appeared as Lord Nrisingadev because Brahma gave benediction to Hiranyakashipu. It said Krishna wouldn't even look at the demigods, wouldn't even give a sidelong glance. But then when Brahma came close, he said, don't give these such benedictions to these demons. But again, he continued in many ways, Brahma, to give benedictions. So the demigods, all the great, great personalities that are being worshipped by the common people for different goals, different riches, wealth, and happiness, who are they worshipping? Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava of the Lord. Lord Brahma is praying in Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha pravrito jagananda koti koti svasesya visishadi vibhuti bhinam. Everything is coming from you. All the universes are created by you. Everything is created by you. Ishvara parama Krishna satchirananda vigraha anadi radir govinda sarva karana karanam. Eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss, the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. So it may seem like very, very high philosophy, but it's actually very simple. Application may be difficult, but the philosophy that we're all jivera swarupoi krishnera nityadas, we're all eternal servants of Krishna, and to be Parikshit Maharaj was a devotee from the very beginning of his birth, even playing with the different dolls, like deities, worshipping, imitating, like Prabhupada was also doing his Rath Yatra and imitation. So when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya appears with the Panchatattva, and you hear about all the branches of the Chaitanya tree, Lord Nityananda's, Advaita Acharya's, and all the different personalities. Oh, this person is so-and-so from Krishna Leela. So many personalities are coming to assist the Lord in his pastimes, in his activities. And the goal is to attract us back home, back to the spiritual world. And all these assistants are the pure devotees, uncontaminated by material contaminations. They're free from fault. Don't make mistakes. They're not illusion. They don't have the cheating propensity. They don't have imperfect senses. Although we may see on a mundane platform, on a materialistic platform, that, oh, I remember we were in Washington, D.C., during the bicentennial, Prabhupada was there. Some friends from my Buffalo days came down to visit. And I said, what do you think? He said, oh, yeah, you know, if he's a pure devotee, he's not, you know, it's hard to understand his the way he's speaking. So people have a mundane view, mundane application to negate that there is the Supreme Lord, or that the pure devotee, he has this discrepancy, or he's not, you know, if he's a pure devotee, why is he look or talk like that? So this is our misfortune, that we should see the pure devotee who's simply repeating the words of Krishna, that he's not motivated for personal gain. He's not there just to give some kind of professional reading of Bhagavatam so he can get some money and support his family, or just to impress you with some of the stories. They usually jump right to the 10th canto, to the where the intimate relationship of Krishna and the gopis. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam it said that from the very beginning, Janmad Yasya Yaton Vayadi Dratascha Teshu Vigyasvarat Tene Brahma Hrida Yadikavaye Muyanti Yat Suryaha. Showing that Krishna, he's the creator of everything. This material world, the illusions of this world, everything. Just like in the desert, you see water. The water exists, but not in the desert. So all the different bewilderments of this world are also created by Krishna. Mayadya kshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This material energy is working under my direction. And Maya is keeping us covered over in illusion, because we still want to enjoy separately from Krishna. But the Brijabasis, the gopis, the cowherd boys, the elderly gopis, they just have fixed love for Krishna. Their whole existence, from morning to evening, 24 hours, is fixed in their mind of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the method. Satranarapi sunichana tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. By being humble, the grass is being trampled upon. Right now we'll walk, I'll probably walk over the grass, no complaints. The grass is very humble, very tolerant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, you've given hundreds of millions of names, but somehow, and by all these names, all the potency of Godhead is there. But we just need the desire. Even that we have no taste. Lord Chaitanya himself will say, oh, I have no taste for the holy name. We have a taste to see, you know, sports and to hear politics and good rumors about the different discrepancies in people's behavior. So many things are attractive to us. But one who's attracted to hear about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, to follow Srila Prabhupada's example and teachings, and his example was that, you know, everyone should go to the Mangalarti. I'm not coming to Mangalarti, but I'm coming for greet the deities, guru puja, and class. But the point is that 24 hours we should be hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is a real mahatma, a real great soul. So anyway, I really appreciate the time that we had this time. I thought, let me spend time at the Prabhupada's temple as much as possible and hear from the devotees and chant the holy name together with everyone. Sometimes the kirtan starts and people go off and do other things. I think the focus should be on the kirtan. And then class starts and they go off and do other things. Well, I'll hear it in the car or while doing this and that. Even Prabhupada would often say, where's so-and-so? And, oh, he's doing this and that. No, now's not the time. Listen, must hear Bhagavatam. Don't do anything else. Listen to Bhagavatam. And even though we may feel that, well, you know, same topic is being discussed regularly, but this gradual cleaning of the heart, this injection, this is the topics of Krishna, like injections received for the sincere person, perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges. It gradually cleans the heart so that we can have the strength and the clarity and the determination that in this lifetime I need to dedicate myself to Krishna consciousness, because my faith needs to be solidified. And Parikshit Maharaj was expressing his gratitude to Shukadeva Goswami and accepted everything as perfectly right. So we accept everything Srila Prabhupada says is perfectly right, and it's realized by those who follow his instructions. So we can end there. If there's any questions or comments, thank you for the opportunity to say a few things. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice class. Being a leader, really, I was thinking, what are some ways we can get more of the devotees involved, or all the devotees involved? We have a lot of devotees here, but I think we need to get them more involved. How, you know, as a leader, how do you think we can do that?
How to get more and more involved, yes. Maitreya. Well, I think like a doctor, he has to make sure that he is healthy first. The doctor should be healthy before he... So, for myself, that I want to... Our friends and the others, we should encourage them. Of course, you know, we're not going to force someone. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. So all we can do is set a good example ourselves. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he set the example himself. He was very beautiful, had a beautiful wife, had his loving mother, and still she had no one to take care of her. And still to show everyone that you have to renounce this material world and attachments. He took sannyas, gave up his... beautiful wife and mother and so many other things which everybody wants in this world, and complete renunciation. So if we set a good example ourselves, others will be inspired. And I do find that the leadership is nice here, and it might be the climate. Maya is a little bit strong, and people are comfortable in their positions at home and doing what they do, and some may not feel that inspirational drive, but we need to awaken or fan that fire. So if we ourselves are setting a good example, always smiling, always happy to have an opportunity to be in the kirtan and the guru puja, and the more we speak about it, the more people will come. And for those who don't come, that's okay. Everybody has their own individual, you know, way of reciprocating and loving Krishna. Not that, you know, we have a stereotype. But I feel that if you set a good example and with friendship encourage your friends to also come, and then Krishna, it'll grow.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. So my question is on the independence. The tendency to exploit the independence is the reason why we are here in this material world and why we are suffering. So sometimes I feel like that tendency of, to exploit independence is actually the problem. Is there a way, you know, we can just surrender our independence and just say, hey Krishna, you do it. You know, I don't want really to make decision or do anything. You just do it, everything on my behalf. Force me to bring to the, yeah, to the water and force me to drink, you know, or so.
That's a very good question, actually, because we think, why can't Krishna just make everybody, you know, Krishna conscious and alleviate everyone's suffering? Because we don't want that. We want that long time ingrained independent spirit is there, and Krishna, he does come. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan, Srila Prabhupada's, billions of books are going out. He's canvassing, constantly canvassing. But we have to use our own independent choice. And we may think, well, okay, Krishna, from this day on, I am your servant. But then prove it. Your actions are stronger than words. So if we genuinely really feel that, okay, I'm tired of misusing my independence. I've been servant of my mind and senses since time immemorial. They're totally ungrateful. You know, I just want to surrender to you, Krishna. Force me to become Krishna conscious. I'm surrendered to you from this point on. Okay. So this is the process. Chant every day enthusiastically. Follow the order of spiritual message. Be enthusiastic to go and preach Krishna consciousness. Dedicate your life to the mission every moment. So then we think, oh, but I have my, you know, responsibilities, my family, I got to work, you know, so we have to weigh it out. We're asking Krishna, please force me to become Krishna conscious, saying, okay, yes, I'll force you. But now you have to also show that you really want that. And we have to apply ourselves. Man proposes, God disposes. So we have to qualify ourselves. As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna enthusiastically reciprocates. And the gopi surrenders so much, he doesn't know how to reciprocate. He feels, I cannot even repay you for your love and devotion. So how much love and devotion are we actually giving to Krishna, our time, energy, and full surrender? Then Krishna will reciprocate. Also, he'll guide you. It may take a little more time, but be consistent, be steady. And because you're steadily coming and hearing about Krishna, then more and more clarity is coming and more strength will come. So that not that you'll do it on your own, but Krishna's mercy is there. It's like if you have those blinder shades, you don't see any light, but as you move the shade aside, then the sunlight comes pouring in. But you have to keep moving the shade up. You have to open the window and let the sunshine enter so we can actually take full advantage of Krishna's mercy. I hope that's okay.
Thank you.
I spent some time in Vrindavan also, so we saw sometimes devotees were coming and they were giving away all their possessions and going out to the here or there and like imitating the six Goswamis. And that lasted for a little while, so maybe you could, you also seen perhaps like that, I think, since you're there.
Yeah, sometimes we become overwhelmed with, yes, I'm just going to surrender, I'm just going to go sit under a tree and chant, you know, 300 rounds a day like Haridas Thakur, why not? We should do that, you know? And many people come and, like you said, want to imitate, but it could be a gradual process. Some could have that kind of strength and realization to renounce and fully dedicate. A lot of us gave up our families, our lives, to join the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada's guidance, and Prabhupada's our Guru Maharaj, and so everything is full dedication. So many people see that like, oh, how could you do that? I remember in 1993, I just finished my home in Coconut Grove near the temple, and I took my family to India, Mayapur, Vrindavan. My wife said, what are we doing in the West? Vrindavan is so special. We're driving down Chatikata Road and the hair is standing on end. You're thinking, oh, Krishna, Balaram, are here in this Brajabhumi, Vrindavan Dham. So I packed up 11 trunks and moved to India and just, you know, rented the house. And people thought, oh, how irresponsible is that, taking family with young children, just going off to another country. And, you know, people in general don't see the surrender in a very, they don't accept it very wholeheartedly. So I'm just saying that it may not be the thing for everyone, but by making the endeavor to surrender to Krishna, Krishna will give us the strength and understanding. But the important thing is just to be steady. Be steady, chanting, following, and hearing. Without hearing, then we'll not maintain the strength. The Maya will enter in. And you want to say something about, because I think you had a realization about the people surrendering everything there. Yes, let me ask Prabhuji, how are you?
Very nice class.
Thank you.
Were you in Miami in 1975 when Prabhupada visited?
No, I was in Buffalo. I came in 76 in the summer.
I was fortunate to be on guard duty. And I was sitting in front of Avirama as he was inside with Avirama and his wife and Shruti Kirti.
Right.
I was sitting out in front on a concrete bench. I could see down the road this way and down the road that way. It turned right there. So I sensed something going on over here, and I looked, and I see Srila Prabhupada coming down the side of the house towards me. And so he came out, and he sat down on the bench. I dropped down off of my obeisances. When I came up, he was sitting on the other end of the bench. So I was surprised. I said, Srila Prabhupada, how can I serve you? He said, sit here. So I sat down next to him very hesitantly, but he told me to sit there. So I sat there, and he says, so? And he put his hands on his cane, like he does sometimes. He puts the cane on the ground, rests his hands on top. And he says, so, what do you think? So I said, Srila Prabhupada, you've given us something very wonderful. So he said, Jai. So anyway, he came out to find out how come when he was giving Bhagavatam class under the banyan trees, all the devotees were sitting there, I'm on guard, and I gradually worked my way around to the back side of the class and was leaning against the banyan tree behind the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada was facing me, facing the devotees, so he saw me. But then after a few minutes, I was feeling uncomfortable. I'm supposed to be on guard, making sure nobody penetrates the area where the devotees were and be a threat. So I should leave and go back to my service. So I did, but I was reluctant because I was missing all his classes being on guard. So he came out to sit with me and asked me, why did I come to class and then leave? So I explained how I had felt, you know, I should be protecting him and the devotees. So he said, Jai, that is hearing.
That is what?
So,
hearing.
So understanding that when we, understanding from that, when we feel that we are in a situation where some service needs to be rendered and there's no one else that's available to do it, and it's necessary, it's your responsibility to do it. And that is hearing Krishna speaking to you that this is what I want you to do. This is your service. Mm-hmm. So you're asking about how to inspire someone, how to get people to come to the program, how to engage them in Krishna's service. Like you said, some of them will find that the necessity at this moment is that I take care of my family and I go to work to support my family, support my household, so they can't come to the program. So in this way, yes, that is hearing. But when you have time available and you don't come to the program, that is neglect. Mm. So we have to understand what, like you said, what is that balance? And so I appreciate you coming all the way from Vrindavan to give class to us, and appreciate your words, and appreciate the verse that you're sharing with us. But when someone is qualified to speak, we should be hearing.
Thank you, Prabhu. That's very good.
And I'd like to add to that that, Prabhu, we so much appreciate your fine example, your joyful participation in the morning program. It's so wonderful. You're the perfect person for being the leader there in Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming.
Well, I'm here for summers. I'll probably come back next year. No, no, it's similar. It's similar.
No,
I mean, Vrindavan, May, June is a little more intense. Okay. More like Miami Beach or something. You know, there's a little more intensity. The heat is there.
And then the monsoons come.
Yeah, some rain comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had a question regarding something which you mentioned that you know, the name of Krishna purifies the dirty and impure heart. But isn't heart pure all the time? When we take the name of Krishna with an intention of clearing an impure heart versus having a feeling of pure heart and then elevating it and connection with Krishna?
The description is the pure heart is covered by dust. It's just like the jewel that may be covered by dust. It's not a contaminated jewel. It's just the dust's covering that you don't see its brilliance. You don't see its beauty. So the heart is pure. It's a lover of Krishna, the heart. But it's been contaminated by desires to enjoy separately from Krishna. So basically what we're clearing is the dust. Like in a mirror, if it's full of dust, you cannot see yourself. The mirror is okay, but you wipe the dust, then that clarity comes through. So you have a pure heart, but it's just temporarily covered over in the form of subtle desires, mind, intelligence, ego, gross body is instrumental to try to satisfy the mind and senses. So we're given the instrument, and if we utilize this instrument to serve Krishna and hear Krishna, then we're properly utilizing it, and then we're cleaning the mirror of the mind, and the pure heart radiates. So there's no impurity of the heart, it just covered. Thank you, everyone. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.